to old business, and that's case number 11,476, and that's a special use exception for the recovery home. And we had taken it on table due to the fact of all the correspondence and testimony and hearing to come in. Did everyone get an opportunity to go through it and review it and read it all? Mr. Record, did you?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, did you have enough time or an ample time, or do you need more time?
Either way.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm prepared.
And I'm prepared.
And Mr. Workman was not
at the last
meeting.
And Mr. Workman was here, so he's going to leave.
I think I'm going to leave. Is that all right with you guys?
Yes.
I mean, unless I'll stay for another hour. I mean,
now, you can be that long, but you go right here if you'd like, sir. You have a nice...
Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
You too. You and your family. I was going to tell you that. So,
take care, buddy.
Be careful.
See you.
Okay, then, gentlemen, if there's no... if everyone is prepared to vote and there's no further discussion at this time, or if you would need no further discussion, then I'll entertain a motion on case number 11,476.
Well, as far as if you're interested in the discussion.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mills.
Are you?
I didn't see where the opposition had any type of hard evidence that they would substantially affect adversely the uses of their neighboring adjacent properties.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I can agree with that, Mr. Mills. Thank you. With that, there was, you know, they didn't have anything to where, you know, that substantially adversely affect their property. They had no supporting document, again, as we had stated that night. I read it and reviewed it both ways, pulled everything out I could. They didn't have that. Also, didn't have any police reports or crime reports as far as
right. It
had any trouble. You know, we've heard a lot of that testimony.
Heard a lot of accusations.
The accusation was hearsay, and the burden of proof was on them. Those beer cans, you know, there were 75. How did we know that, you know, they might be out of context, but, you know, they could have been piled there. Who did? It was just hearsay, you know, the lady up and down the street. But I was looking for something when I pulled out of it, what would support my decision, and I didn't.
Why did they wait a whole year?
Year and a half, right. year and a half. Why wait? Yeah.
I mean, there was people living there, weren't there? They weren't all new people.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, they waited until
someone
got turned them in, and that's the reason this appearance was for us, I feel.
Right. Well, that one gentleman was 3 months. You know, he'd only heard about 3 months ago. He'd been living there 9 years, 10 years. I think I'd question that gentleman. Then the other lady was 2 weeks.
What was it, a year and a half they were in?
What was strange to me was that you had a very small coalition in opposition here, led by a lady that, you know, goes by the house numerous times a day. And this little coalition was all new neighbors. There wasn't any neighbors that,
no neighbors
been
there.
There may have been one or two, but there wasn't, a majority of neighbors that had been there for some time that, you know, were against this request. And then there was even one lady that said that she knew that people came from that house. She lived, I believe she said like 100 yards or more. And at 10 o'clock at night when it's dark, you know, she said that from the back of her house, she could see these people coming from this house. I'm sorry,
But it was a well-worn path to the store or whatever.
You've got other entities nearby that you know, can also be attributing to what their beliefs are.
Well, they said the troopers were never there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, from the beginning we heard that there were people that visited there. There were probation officers. There were police officers and so forth.
Female was one that one boy's sponsor, the one that one his sister, that one gentleman.
Right.
You know, they said they seen women. And then we heard from the preacher.
Right.
That wasn't their sponsors, and she was, in fact. Right. So that wasn't.
Well, their excuse for that was, right, it could have been visitors.
Right.
But it wasn't. But it was his sponsor. Yeah. That, in fact, what it was.
The thing I wanted to say, but I didn't, and probably glad I didn't, was that, you know, there were several references to the crack house that was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, they didn't have to apply for a special use exception, did they?
Right.
They're just saying neighborhood.
Right.
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 And that's a good point, well taken. Good point.
If they have a, if they have a recovery rate that's successful next to a crack house, wow.
Didn't we hear also where they had, a group was there, they had a couple that didn't, fit in because they didn't want to work like they did. They didn't go to church, they didn't do the laundry and cook. So, you know, there was 15 or 20 they said pass through. But out of those, I heard them say three of those, that one young man, that three of them that they voted out. So, you know, so they had to meet that criteria that they put forward, the rules and stuff.
I wasn't convinced that was a bad thing.
Uh-huh. You know, it wasn't to me. It was burden proof on them.
Like
they didn't.
Presented it. I mean, they have to have somewhere to go to recover in society. In other words, you can't lock them up in a room somewhere. I mean, these people are also handicapped people, and they're carrying a handicap of either drug abuse or alcohol.
I would suggest that we do what Mr. Hudson had suggested in a previous application for a similar type of home, and that's approve it for a year.
Yeah, that's
and then, you know, that way we can see if the, you know,
see how it comes out.
Gives the opposition the opportunity to bring in police reports or arrest records or, you know, real estate appraisals or, you know, whatever, and vice versa.
See what happens in that time.
That's good. You know, it's been existing for already a year, year and a half, 2 years maybe. Another year's not, you know, going to be that.
And then we can see what their concerns are, legitimate or not. If it's just hearsay, that's very good.
And they'll be watching.
And they'd be watching in too. And that's, Chuck, you looking at us?
Well, the board has the right to put conditions on applications. So I think you're within your purview to do that.
Okay.
The two things that I'm going to mention are, one, that we have a, after our last meeting, County Council passed a new ordinance regarding what is considered a dwelling, to clarify that, and also to, and Mr. Lank could probably correct me if I'm wrong, but part of it was there is a state statute that says a group home of 10 persons or less, if it's registered with the state, is considered a single family dwelling. As well as up to four unrelated persons living in a home is considered a single-family unit.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's a little more than four, and they are not a registered facility in the state, so it's not quite fitting within that single-family definition. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just outside it. But one of the things that we, you know, you may recall from our fair housing seminars and that we've had over the years, that if there is a group that is considered disabled, you know, the board has to, you know, really should consider whether or not a reasonable accommodation is made. If you were to approve it and put a condition on a year, you know, I'm not sure how that would look from the fair housing standpoint. That's a better question for Stephanie Hansen to answer than I would.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that would be something that would be how that would be looked upon.
That's true.
Yeah, that's just one kind of wrinkle to that.
Yeah.
You know, because we do have this, you know, this fair housing issue, and I believe the applicant even mentioned that too.
Well, so, you being our attorney, what would you say to that? Would it be received well, you feel, or would you have to check with see?
I would probably want to chat with Stephanie about that before I make an opinion, because that is her area. And I wouldn't want to say something that runs afoul of an area law that she's much more versed in than I.
So you might table this?
Well, I mean, if the issue is whether or not putting a, you know, if the issue basically is the board's kind of wondering, hey, can we put a time limitation on there, and then they would have to reapply in a year, you know, is that something that's going to create a potential fair housing issue? I don't know.
Gotcha.
Certainly better to check it out than to make
mistakes. Yeah, we'll be safe. I mean, it's like a starting point. I got to agree. You know, we don't have anything. This would be a starting point. We've done that, but we want to table it to our next regular meeting, January 5th, then.
I mean,
to allow you an opportunity to check with Mrs. Hanson.
That makes sense.
If everybody's in agreement, that.
I'm fine with it.
I clarified the wording. I think Jamie pretty well hit it on the head. There's five sections to the definition of a single-family dwelling. There are different types of descriptions for each one. It includes one family with a certain number of members, a group of not more than four persons, not necessarily related by blood or marriage, functioning as a single housekeeping. That's similar to what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Jamie was referring to is a group residential facility licensed and approved by the appropriate state agency serving 10 or fewer persons with disabilities on a 24-hour-per-day basis. And then there was additional reference to the purpose of the section, disabled or person with disabilities, includes any person or person with a handicap or disability as those terms are defined in the Delaware State or Delaware Fair Housing Act, Title VI, Chapter 46 of the Delaware Code. And it may be amended. So Jamie's telling you, right, it could be up to 10 or fewer. 10 or fewer per person, but it makes reference to an appropriate state agency. I don't know that.
When's that effective?
Well, they have to have a license.
One of the things that I made, I specifically asked that question to the applicant was whether they were going to be licensed with such an agency, and if I recall, the answer was no.
Right, that's why I bring that up.
And I mentioned it because there is a state statute about that, and what happened was the change in the dwelling definition
mm-hmm.
brought our code into compliance with what the state code said. So it's no confusion.
So when is that going to affect, or is it in effect now?
It's the county regulation changed the Tuesday after your public hearing.
Tuesday after our
public hearing. Next day.
December 2nd.
Next day, December 2nd.
Yeah. Very next day. Well, so what you were considering was the regulation as it existed prior to that adoption.
Right.
So you were prior.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Well, then we'll leave this open and or we'll table it to the January 5th meeting for the sole purpose.
I will reach out to Stephanie Hanson. And
right.
Have a second to that?
I have a second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second then by Mr. Hudson, that we table case number 11,476 until our next regular meeting on January the 5th.
Is that enough time?
I'm sorry, would that be enough time or you want longer?
You want longer? Yeah.
If we need longer, I'll let you know at the next meeting.
On the 5th.
Okay. Right. How about that? And she may want to come. I mean, she's offered to come down and
okay.
talk to you all about that. And she is counsel for the... You know, she's an assistant county attorney as well. So,
what do you feel? I mean, you know, you're the one's going to have to.
You know, I'll talk with her and see what she's.
Get her, yeah.
She was very willing to come down if the board felt it was helpful
wow.
to discuss it. So,
in lieu of things, so this might be more common. I mean, I would welcome her.
Okay.
You know, I really would to be sure.
What I'll do is I'll reach out to her. If she feels it's a good idea to be here.
Yeah, we'd like for her, if she wants to come.
And if that's the case, what I may do is ask Mr. Lank if we could put it maybe at the beginning of the agenda.
Or
because I know she lives upstate.
How full are our meetings in the January's full, first meeting?
Title?
What about the last meeting?
She's one of these county attorneys.
Is it full, the last meeting that full?
The agenda for...
Like the 26th, is it real filled up?
First meeting... I'm trying to think of what date I just did today. I think there were 9 public hearings.
For the January 5th?
For the January 5th.
All right, if you don't have any for me, like the 26th?
I'm sure about 26th. It's
something.
Probably full.
Like well, at the end of it, or, you know, instead of these.
It's probably full.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Yeah, it may be good.
I'll let Lawrence and Ms.
Yeah.
Mortimer know. So they.
Okay.
Did we get a second on that motion?
Yeah, I got a second by, I did. It was Mr. Hudson, Mr. Mills, and second by Mr. Hudson.
Did you get a roll call vote?
Yep, I'm getting ready to. All those in favor? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Riggers?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by vote of 4-0, case number 11,476 is tabled to our next regular meeting of January the 5th, 15.
And one other thing, Mr. Chairman, before we, I guess, adjourn. Don't forget to get me comments on rules of procedure. I know you'll be sitting over your by your fireplace after you've opened all your Christmas presents thinking about them.
Oh,
but,
that's right.
Yeah, please get me some comments on
those. Yeah, I'll email probably this week, email you something.
That's fine.
No one wishes you a happy holiday, safe one here.
Yes, everybody have a happy.
And happy birthday, they just gonna have another one here Wednesday, gonna slip by, 82nd, 82 years old, the 17th of this month. Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you, I made it. I'm gonna make it to 90, so watch out.
I'm gonna be right behind you, yeah, I made this, 82.
When you start talking about going somewhere like you did earlier, I'm gonna start telling you, you gotta have a chaperone.
I tell you, you ain't gonna be doing all that. This meeting is now adjourned, subject to call.
All right, thank you.